This is Miss Delia, and I want to talk to you about punishment, specifically to punish or not to punish, and that is the question. I've recently had a couple of questions about whether or not certain things were punishable offenses. Now, I define punishable behavior as a deliberate or an intentional breaking or skirting around predefined rules, especially rules the submissive has asked for. Here are a couple examples. One submissive asked to be allowed to call only select mistresses, even writing an email request to Miss Allie. After this was all set up, confirmed, and planned, said submissive cheated the rule he asked for by going through our click-to-call system to bypass dispatch. Another example is one submissive begged for a chastity plan, bought his own device, and I set up a beginner's plan for him. Finally, he admitted after a month that he did not wear the device. Instead, he lied about it, and the pictures he sent of himself locked up were the ones that he got online. Really? So are these punishable offenses? The first one, absolutely yes. Because if somebody goes through the trouble to set up things with you, especially with the dispatchers, and you cheat, that's wrong. The second one, however, is what I would call a joke, something not worth my time or effort to punish simply because that submissive was more into spewing out a little fantasy than actually doing the work and finding the feeling of reality in it. It really is his loss. So let's talk about non-punishable offenses. I had a wonderful client tell me that since being denied an inchastity, he was waking with erections at night. He could feel them when his penis pressed against the bars of the device. I had to explain that this is normal for men, that all men get erections at night as part of the normal sleep cycle. It's science, not misbehavior. Another example of non-punishable offenses is when life comes up. One submissive had lingerie shopping to do but got rear-ended, and his car ended up totaled. He emailed me explaining this and said he needed some time, and that is perfectly fine. Things happen sometimes in the strangest ways and at the worst times. I am not the type of mistress to punish just because I feel like it. I'm not mean and I'm not cruel if you don't deserve it. Unless, you know, you're into psychological humiliation and that kind of pain play. Then I let it all out. But you know what I mean. I need a reason. I like having a reason and also a punishment that fits the crime. So, if you are a submissive wondering about the best way to not ever need a punishment, here's what I'll tell you. Don't lie. If you ask mistress for a special plan or program, follow it. If trouble comes up and you worry about not being able to do something, communicate. More often than not, mistress will understand and hold your plan or change your plan. It's all very simple. Just remember, never lie to mistress. She generally finds out. So that's your helpful hint today about punishment and how to avoid it. Check out my begformistress.com blog, where you can find all kinds of BDSM, masturbation, and kinky information. And give Miss Delia a call at 800-601-6975 when you are ready to play.